Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, studies show that gender equality is still a serious problem in rideshare. Women make up less than 25% of the drivers in the ride-sharing space and make on an average of 34% less than men. Safer is a new rideshare focused on women's empowerment and a social mission that prioritizes people and creating a safe riding experience. Safer is also trying to solve the gender problem by offering both female drivers and riders a safer and more rewarding riding experience. Today, we're joined by the CEO of Safer, Syed Gilani, and Kelly Revis, the Director of New Markets, also of Safer. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details on this. Quite interesting. Now, for starters, if you would, Mr. Gilani, why truly is reliable and safe transportation for women so hard to find today?
So, I mean, it's a great question. We see that, you know, when you look into traditional transportation market, when you look at, taxi market, which was traditional transportation market, or the public transportation market in many, many parts of the world, especially in Asia and other countries, public transportation is no way to be seen. Even in the U.S., when you talk about the major cities, there is public transportation, but you hear a lot of incidents. I am not sure that you heard that in London Tube, the most sexual assault and harassment cases happened on London Tube, which is a public transportation. When the gig economy came out and the bigger companies came out, Uber and Lyft, and they had a promise of equal representation and safety and equal empowerment, we all thought, you know, women are going to get equal representation in this market. And we all know, even in the regular job market, women make less than men. They spend more than men on their transportation. So there is a bias in the market. And the gig economy did not solve that bias either. As you mentioned in your intro, less than 25% of their drivers are women. And not only the market is skewed in the favor of men, but because of the safety features, majority of those women don't drive after sunset because of the safety reason again. Just based on the safety notion, we have skewed the market in the favor of men in transportation, in the job market, and what, especially in COVID-19, out of 819,000 men who got laid off from every million from COVID-19, very few women were, 819,000 women were laid off, whereas 216,000 men were laid off. And because of COVID-19, when you look at the opportunity side of it, that how women are getting equal opportunity in the ride share side of it or transportation side of it is getting worse and worse. So unfortunately, nobody, existing transport companies as well as the public transportation, paid any attention to the women's safety and women empowerment. So that gives us a room to enter into a market and create a brand like Safer, which would allow women to be able to earn anytime they want to earn and would be able to move anytime they want to move without the fear of safety. And we feel very honored and proud of the work we've been doing, because we feel like even if it's a small little step by a small little startup, it has a huge impact, not only in the United States, but around the world.
Mr. Gilani, really appreciate the report and information and insight here. Most helpful as we do get to know more about Safer and what it offers. Now, Kelly, thanks also for joining us. Why do rideshare drivers prefer to drive with Safer? Touch on some of the things that you're seeing so far.
Sure. Rideshare drivers prefer to drive for Safer for several reasons, which first and foremost would be the safety factor. With the leading rideshare companies reporting over 6,000 harassment, assault, and worst cases over the last 2 years, drivers want an alternative. They want a safer option. So our app is designed to address those things, and I'll point out a few of our features. The first one would be gender preference. So, for example, if a female driver wants to work late on the weekends and earn some extra income, but she doesn't feel comfortable picking up a male from a bar, she can choose in the app to only pick up other females. We also have a feature called Color Match, and that ensures that the rider doesn't get into the wrong car, nor does the driver pick up the wrong person. And a final feature that I'll mention about our app is called Trusted Driver. So when our drivers get rated at the completion of the ride, the rider has the option to select that driver as their preferred or trusted driver. So the next time the rider requests a ride, that request will first go to the trusted driver to accept before it goes to any other drivers. So that way our drivers are able to build up a customer base as well as build up scheduled rides. And a final reason I'll mention why they prefer to drive for Safer is we have a captain's program where a driver has the potential to move up to this position that supports all the drivers in the local community where they live, which is creating what we call a sisterhood of drivers, so they feel like they're a part of the Safer family. This builds not only retention for Safer, but it also allows our drivers an additional source of income. So those are a few reasons, main reasons, that drivers prefer to drive for Safer.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome and quite creative as well, meeting a need in the space. Now, also, how is Safer creating the safest, most secure riding experience in the industry? Touch on some of those details, Mr. Galani, if you would.
Sure. Like Kelly mentioned, many of our features that are on the technical side that ensure that a rider and driver both feel safe. But we take safety very, very seriously. From the time we start recruiting drivers, and then once they start driving for us, and even after they conducted their rides. How do we do that? We meet with every single driver through our captain's program, which Kelly referred to. And why meeting is important? We want to have an eyeball check on every single driver in addition to just simply a background check. Then we do very detailed background checks on every driver. We want to make sure that we have covered all the bases when we bring somebody on board. That takes us some time, but it allows us to provide the best experience to our riders. Once the driver is on the platform, then with the concept of sisterhood and the sense of community, we want to make sure that they associate themselves with the fellow community members, including drivers and riders. And that helps us in providing a better experience on the ride. Then on the rider side of it, we also make sure that there are features, either artificial intelligence-based features or machine learning-based features that are constantly in work in the background to make sure that we are providing a seamless yet safe experience to riders and drivers. This allows us to create a platform stickiness, and I'm using platform stickiness as a phrase where we evaluate it as a metric to see that if our drivers and riders would stay with our platform for a long period of time, because we believe the happy drivers would make happy riders. And that allows us to create a sense of community that has a lasting impact with our platform. And we have seen since we have started providing rides with Safer that we have less iteration rate than our competition. We have better retention rate with our platform, and people feel better, both as rider and driver, when they are using Safer.
Congratulations on the impact that you're making within the rideshare space today. We are joined by the CEO of Safer, Syed Galani, and also Kelly Revis, the Director of New Markets, also of Safer, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is Safer's vision for women around the world?
So that's a great question. When we talk about around the world, let's start from the U.S. We know that women make less than men, and they spend 38% more than men on the transportation. And that's true based on the research that has been done by Pew Research and many other research organizations. Why does it happen? If you look into the rush hour traffic and public transportation traffic, and if there is a train crowded with men, women are not going to shove themselves in. That situation is even worse around the world. There is no public transportation available in countries like India or Pakistan or Bangladesh, where 900 million women live over there, or in the Middle East or in Africa or Asia. According to World Bank report, 99% of women in Asia do not like to travel with strange men. So that gives a women-focused rideshare a big market to step into. We believe that with the concept of safer women drivers driving women in Asian market, in Middle Eastern market, African market, we believe we can do a significant service in empowering women, both as riders and drivers. Even in the U.S., when you talk about the U.S. side of it, you have a women market, you have the children market, you have the elderly market, all these three markets that are basically open for a rideshare company like Safer. Why I say that open? Because our target market women, they are the decision maker, not only for themselves and their transportation, but for the children at home and for the elderly Medicare and Medicaid transportation. And these three markets we've been looking very aggressively within the U.S. and in international side of it, we believe that we have a even a bigger game plan when it comes to women empowerment and giving more tools for women to earn money whenever they feel like earning money, both as drivers and riders.
Also, I understand Safer is in the process of launching its delivery offering. That's quite interesting as well. Tell us more about this.
Well, quickly, during the COVID age and beyond, we feel like it's Safer that people really want limited contact or don't even want to get out at all. So we've extended our options to offer full service delivery of goods, which means everything from food pickup to flowers, dry cleaning, going to Home Depot, CVS, etc. And you can do that all with the click of a button in the Safer app to provide full service errand running.
Exactly. So when we look into the delivery feature, we see that because of the COVID-19, e-commerce platforms have sped up. The digitalization of human age has gone at much higher speed since January or February of this year. Delivery services, even if it's a food delivery or the grocery delivery services, have been gaining momentum. Even with the bigger rideshare companies, they have started providing delivery services, and that is becoming the major portion of the business model. Since Safer deals with the women market, we felt like this is an important area that we can cover, where if there is a woman who wants some groceries to be delivered or food to be delivered at home or wherever they work, Safer can be a one-stop shop for them. As a rideshare company, since day one, our biggest goal has been to become an extension of people's lifestyle. So we want to make sure that whatever the lifestyle a woman has, we want to become an extension of that. So even if they're working full-time or they're providing support to their family or they are working late at night, whatever they're doing, we want to make sure that we can cover all aspects of their life by providing services around that. And delivery is one component of that, where even if it's a curbside delivery or in the future online shopping experiences within the app or and the delivery of those items, as well as providing healthcare services through Safer, healthcare transportation services through Safer, all these things we are planning on managing within the Safer platform as we move along.
That is absolutely phenomenal right there, and the need certainly is there, and you're making that happen as well. Congratulations. Well, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into Safer and get more information. How can one start using Safer today?
Sure. It's very easy to start using Safer. Everyone can just go to the App Store and download the Ride Safer, and that's RIDESAFR app, and then set up their account. Drivers can do the same by going to the Drive Safer, SAFR app. And our app is also available for download in Google Play. And more information can be found on our website, which is www.gosafer.com.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, listeners, it is gosafer.com. Thank you so much for what you're doing through Safer and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having us, Eric.
It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with both the CEO of Safer, Syed Gilani, and Kelly Revis, the Director of New Markets, also of Safer. And again, to download the app and to get further information or to use it today, visit gosafer, S-A-F-R, EnterpriseRadio.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.